The nice thing about the Red Cross is it's a worldwide humanitarian organization. So we do have a Philippine Red Cross, and the American Red Cross right now is helping with some of the relief efforts out there. We deployed 2 disaster relief specialists on Saturday to assist in the assessment and relief efforts. Communication is still pretty limited in those hardest hit communities, so the Red Cross is also sending in 2 telecommunication specialists and a satellite system here in the next couple of days to try to set up a communications means so that people can get in touch with their loved ones if they're looking for them out in that area.
We're just scratching the surface here, and the time involved to get things, I don't know about back to normal, but at least some communication going.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's probably within a week here that hopefully a communication system can be set up. And I know the Red Cross has activated its family tracing services already. So if people are looking for a missing family member in the Philippines, they remember that many phone lines are down. So if people are still unable to reach loved ones, contact your local chapter of the Red Cross to initiate a family tracing case, and then we can move that on to our international services and try to get them in touch with their loved ones if they're still missing or have not been able to hear from them here the last few days.
Now, if I want to donate funds to help specifically the Philippines, can I do that with the American Red Cross?
Yeah, you can. As a matter of fact, if you go to redcross.org, there's a tab right on the front page that says Donate to the Typhoon Relief Efforts that you'll find right on the front page of the website, and that's a spot where you can donate where you know your funds will be going specifically for the relief efforts in the Philippines. And certainly that area has been devastated by several typhoons and storms and tropical storms over the years, and this is one of the worst, certainly, that this area has ever seen.
Is there any possibility that the American Red Cross will go over there? Because the Red Cross in the Philippines, they might be damaged as well.
Yeah, and that's the reality of it. And, you know, that's the toughest part of disasters is that, you know, we have volunteers and staff members out in the Philippines that are also affected by this disaster. So we have deployed some disaster relief specialists and certainly the telecommunications specialists. And I think all the Red Crosses around the world will probably at some point be able to go out and assist the folks in the Philippines, because certainly they're going to need it over the coming weeks, months, and even years.
And Brian, let's just bring it home. How are we doing in the region? Things pretty quiet right now, or I guess what's the hot topic for North and South Dakota?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it has been quiet, which is good. You know, we have not had as many home fires this fall as we had last fall, but that's certainly the biggest threat right now. And then certainly we want people to get prepared for the winter. You know, I think anytime we know that snow has been falling and the temperatures are starting to drop, make sure you're taking all the precautions to keep your family safe. And make sure that your home is safe when you're starting to heat it. And also make sure you have a plan in place in case some of that, you know, wintry weather kind of snows you in wherever you are.
Now, if I need to get a hold of the American Red Cross, either for donations or for resources, how can I do that?
You can do that by logging onto the website, www.redcross.org/Eastern South Dakota. Or you can certainly call any of our offices we have in Eastern South Dakota as well. And our personnel and staff in those areas will be willing to assist you in whatever way you need.